With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. I'm your host Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we're going to be discussing the promotion races in Division 1 North and Division 1 South, as we'll be hearing from the managers at Tadcaster Albion, Kendal Town, Trafford, Stocksbridge Park Stills, Frickle Athletic, as well as John Eales, the chairman at League Town. All of that and a little bit more on this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. Welcome. So hello everybody and welcome to this month's edition of the EvoStick Division 1 show. Coming up over the next half an hour or so, we're going to be talking Division 1 North and Division 1 South, and we're also going to be joined by some of the managers involved in the playoff race or promotion race this season. We're going to be joined by the managers at Frickley Athletic, Stocksbridge Park Steels, plus as well League Town's chairman John Eales. We'll also be hearing from the Division North managers at Trafford, Kendal Town and Tadcaster Albion. And as I can't remember if we started with Division 1 North or Division 1 South last month, I'm just going to toss a coin. Yes, we're going to start with Division 1 South. So Division 1 South at the moment, the main talking point surrounding Division 1 South is just the lead that Basford United have accumulated for themselves over the past couple of months or so. They're now sitting top of the table, 15 points clear of second placed Alvechurch. Alvechurch do have two games in hand. 1 point behind Alvechurch in the top playoff spot at the moment, or maybe the third promotion spot, depending on who has the best record at step four. Sitting in third position, it's Stocksbridge Park Steels. And joining me now, it's the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels. Please welcome back to the show, Chris Hilton. So welcome back to the show, Chris. Firstly, sitting third in Division 1 South, but it is quite a competitive division at the moment, to say the least. What do you make of it all?
Oh, definitely competitive. This season, the league is a lot harder than it was last season. Last season, it improved from the season before, but yeah, it's tough. If you can put two or three wins together, you can jump five, six, seven places, but it goes the other way as well. If you lose two or three on the trot, you can drop five, six, seven places. So we sat third. We know people have got games in hand on us, but the last couple of wins have been good because of the teams around mid-table. We've put a little bit of distance between us and them. But yeah, it's very competitive this year.
And you talk about those teams in mid-table. They do have a sting in the tail, and to get results against the likes of Loughborough Dynamo, that's crucial, isn't it? Because you don't want those kind of banana skins like Loughborough Dynamo or Carlton Town to knock you back a bit.
No, definitely. As record against the bottom half is poor compared against the top half of the table, so. And they're teams that you need to be picking your points up if you want to finish it in the automatics or the playoff positions. So, yeah, the good wins. We made hard work of it against Loughborough, 3-0 up with half an hour to go, and ended up having to score a last-minute winner, which was disappointing. But we're definitely entertaining people. We're scoring goals, but we're also conceding them, which is something we're working hard on.
Now, what do you make of the teams who are around you at the moment in the playoff positions? You know, you've got your Yorkshire neighbours there, Frickle Athletic, Corby Town, Cleethorpes Town. These are big clubs as well, aren't they? And I mean, this is the, I suppose, the right to do a restructure, I suppose, next season.
Oh, definitely. They're very big clubs. We don't like to go on about budgets and things like that, but they are big clubs with big budgets, and they have got good squads. You only have to look at the signings that Cleethorpes have made this week. We're bringing the top goal scorer back from last season, bringing the centre-half grey from North Ferriby, etc. Frickley's, they've brought some big players in as well. And then Corby's obviously on a good run there, a big club. So there's a lot around us. Basically, up there as well, we've got a big squad and a very experienced squad. So, yeah, it's tough. So we've just got to keep working hard and set our stall out on how we want to play and go and compete with them, which so far we're doing okay, and we're not firing on all cylinders at the moment.
And you've got to change your mindset in a way. I mean, you've played the likes of, as I said, Loughborough Dynamo and Carlton Town and Romulus, but December is particularly hard, I think, for Stocksbridge Park Steels. I mean, you've got Newcastle Town tomorrow, and then you've got a Bedworth United the following Saturday. You've then got Spalding United, who I think many people would suggest should be slightly higher up the table. Basford United just before Christmas, and then you've got the match against Frickle Athletic on Boxing Day. That's a tough December coming up for Stocksbridge.
And don't forget the Sheffield Derby as well on New Year's Day.
How could I forget that? I'm sorry.
I think the league's got it wrong, in my opinion. We're semi-professional teams. We're not professional. We've got people who work, so not everybody gets time off over Christmas. And when you do get time off over Christmas, you're obviously in the seasons for 9 months. You want to spend a little bit of time with your family. We play on the 23rd, the 26th, the 30th, the 1st, and then the 6th. So over a Christmas period, the games are just, if you're not carrying a big squad, which we don't, even if you are, the lads, all for me, that is saying that we're going to pick injuries up over that Christmas period. For every best will in the world, the professionals have obviously got the physio teams, they've got the analyst teams, and they look after them with the dietary requirements, etc. It's very hard to do at a semi-professional level. So we've already said as a club and to the players that if we are in the position where we are now, come middle of January, then we'll have had a very, very good Christmas. And we know it's going to be tough. But that's what we're here for. These games are not easy, as we've proven. The bottom of the league's not easy. The top's not easy. You've just got to go out, take your stall out with your game plan, stick to it and work hard. And hopefully results will follow. But we're under no illusion. December and start of January are very, very tough for us.
Now, this is Magic of Radio, Chris. You're actually on the show first, but you're the last interview I've done on the show. And this is the 1st of December. And strangely, I've not wished anyone a happy Christmas on this week's show. So, happy Christmas, Chris. A big thank you for coming on the show. Best of luck throughout December. And I'll speak to you in the new year.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for having me on, Ben. And hopefully I'll be on again in January and we'll have had a good Christmas.
And a big thank you to Chris Hilton, manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels, for joining us. Stocksbridge Park Steels are currently in third position. Sitting 2 points behind them in fourth position is Frickley Athletic. And joining me now to discuss Frickley Athletic now, we're joined now by the welcome return. Please welcome back to the show, Spencer Thurn. So welcome back to the show, Spencer. We've just had Chris Hilton on from Stocksbridge Park Steels, and there is quite a race developing now in Division 1 South. What do you make of it all?
It's unbelievably tight, isn't it? I mean, apart from Baseford, who seem to be running away with it at the moment, but, you know, it's a great division. And, you know, we look at the league table, as most managers do, and, you know, a win tomorrow could possibly take us into second if results go our way. But, you know, if the teams below us win, we could end up in about 8th or 9th. So, you know, it's all to play for. But I think it's great for the division. And, you know, we're happy with the start we've made. Pretty much a new team, you know, since we got there in the summer, with the exception of Seb, our goalkeeper. So we're getting there. We've had some good results. Not too good on the road. Disappointed with the performance last week at Lincoln. But, you know, we've been on a good run. So hopefully we can get back to winning ways tomorrow against Romulus, which won't be easy.
I mean, before that Lincoln result, you were 6 games unbeaten. But that the Lincoln result, I mean, when you see where Lincoln are in the table, you think, blimey, are they down there? But that goes to show you the quality of Division 1 South. I mean, you go to Lincoln, there's teams down in that mid-table pack who've got a sting in the tail.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't, you know, you can never go into a game and think you're just going to turn up and win a game. You know, you have to work yourself off and give 100% every time you go out on the pitch. And, you know, our first half performance against Lincoln, for me, was probably our worst first half of the season. Second half were a bit better, and then we've, you know, conceded a late goal. But it was a bad day all round, but, you know, we can't fault us, lads, how well they've done, you know, of late. You know, considering, I think, leading up to Lincoln, we'd lost 1 in 9, including the FA Trophy games and, you know, the Sheffield and Hampshire Cup. So we've been doing okay, but I think, you know, you learn a lot from your losses, don't you? So we learned a lot from last weekend, and the lads have trained really well this week. We've had 2 training sessions, high intensity, good atmosphere around the place, and, you know, we're looking forward to tomorrow because we want to right a lot of the wrongs of last weekend.
I mean, yeah, as you've alluded to there, you can't really take anything for granted in this division, but heading up to Cleethorpes at Christmas, you do have a run of games here, which on paper, you should be able to get 3 points in each of them, but as we've seen with Lincoln, you can't really count on that, can you? And, you know, Romulus tomorrow, they might be bottom of the table, but that's a proper banana skin there.
Well, it is. I mean, look, last week or week before, they beat Stocksbridge 3-2, didn't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got it in them as well. So, you know, we do our research, we have all the opponents watched, and we look at the video clips, and, you know, we'll prepare for the game as we always do, no matter who we're playing. But like I said, the lads have been great in training. You know, it's a bit of a kick from last week to lose at Lincoln United. It's a game, you know, we went there expecting to get something from the game. You know, we'd have been happy with the point at the end of it, how we played. But we conceded late on, but yeah, it's a great division, isn't it? It really is.
It really is, yes.
I think it's, you know, you look at your playoff place and then probably automatic promotion is going to go right to the wire. But we've just got to concentrate, you know, one game at a time, is how we do. And, you know, it's all the focus on Romulus tomorrow and getting 3 points, hopefully.
Now, obviously, Frickley Athletic are a proud name in non-league football. And you know, when you go to the South Elmsall Stadium, you know, the setup there, it's a quality setup, and that's just the pie and peas. But when you've in the last month or so, you've got a new chairman on board with big expectations and you know, big plans for the club. What's your take on the potential for Frickley Athletic?
I think it's got great potential. I mean, you know, the last decade, when we spoke about it, when we spoke a few months ago, it's had 10 years of pretty much fighting relegation from the Premier Division, apart from that one season where they finished seventh. And it's pretty much a new start. I mean, Stuart's come in, who's got a wealth of experience in football and in business, and he's worked with Doncaster Rovers for many, many decades. And that's a great addition to the boardroom, along with Ryan McKnight, of course, who's worked in football, you know, most of his life. So, you know, the boardroom's strong, very supportive of what we're doing on the pitch. You know, and the expectation, you know, it's to have a good season, of course. You know, that's what we're after. But it's only good for the club. But it's very slow steps. You know, you don't change things overnight, off the field and on the field. But, you know, the progress is pleasing so far.
Well, Spencer Fearn, manager at Frickley Athletic, a big thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to come on the show. Best of luck over the Christmas period. And have a good Christmas, and I'll speak to you in the new year.
Yeah, nice one. All the best, mate. Thank you.
That's almost it for Division 1 South. In a second, we are going to be looking at Division 1 North, as we'll be catching up with the managers at Tadcaster Albion, Kendal Town and Trafford. But one last team we need to mention for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show, and that's Leek Town. Leek Town currently sit in 10th position in Division 1 South, 4 points from the playoff positions. And this past week, BBC cameras headed over to Leek Town to check out the club's headline-making covers. Now, for more on this, we're joined by the welcome return of the chairman at Leek Town. Please welcome back to the show, John Eales. So welcome back to the show, John. Tell us more then about these covers, because I'm looking at the league website now with some of the front pages. I've got What's the Story Trophy Glory, brilliant. Never mind the Premier League from the Sex Pistols, and I can see the wall there from Pink Floyd, Leek Town versus Frickley Athletic. Where do these ideas come from, John?
It started 2 seasons ago, so not this season, the season before. And I approached Paul Buxton, who's a long-term fan and had helped us do a little bit of graphic design. Paul's a marketing engineer, but he does a bit of graphic design in his spare time. And I said, look, why don't we do some match posters to promote the games? Print them off, put them up in pubs or put them on the website, do them online. And really, you know, quite a few clubs have been doing it at that point. Lewes FC, who play down south, have got a long history of doing match posters. So it's not a new idea. I just think we've taken it on a stage. Last year we did film posters.
Yeah.
So, you know, we played Hensford, who were known as the Pitmen, and we did No Country for Pitmen, things like that. And we played Northwich, and it was North by Northwich, you know, the North by Northwest theme. So, you know, great ideas. And there's 3 or 4 of us who come up with the ideas. We give it to Paul, and he takes it one stage further. He does all the graphic design. He's done a fantastic job this year. We've gone to music album posters. We've also tied that in with the half-time music and pre-match music. And it's got quite a lot of, you know, quite a lot of interest online, and it's helped promote the brand of the club.
The best one last season was the Rushden Diamonds one, Diamonds Art Forever, with a James Bond.
Yes.
Very good. Anyway.
Yeah, and of course we had loads of tweets about, you know, our Bond is all weird and all things like that. So there was, you know, some great banter with other fans about it as well.
That was what I was going to say. The opposition, do they like this kind of thing?
Yeah, yes, they do. They do. You have to be respectful as well, which we always try to be. So we have a long-standing rivalry with Kidsgrove around here. They're our biggest neighbours and you know, biggest rivals. So we did a Groove Armada album cover, which was a Grove Armada, and it was two fans sitting on the sofa, you know, one in a Kidsgrove shirt, one in a Leek Town shirt, and it went down very well. So as long as you're respectful, you know, everybody, which is, you know, I much prefer non-league for that. I think the fans get on much better than they do in Premiership circles. It's much more tribal. And I think we're, you know, we're much more of a family, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to say, this is obviously got some national attention as well, and you've had some broadcasters come down.
Unfortunately, because our game was postponed, they didn't actually make it. But Paul was on national BBC radio on Monday night on two shows, and they have promised to come down and on our next home game because, you know, as well as doing the radio shows, they want some actual footage. They want to interview the guy who's done it, being Paul. So hopefully they'll come down when we're next at home. I kind of think that moment might have passed, and you know, there'll be other news to talk about at that point, but we'll see. We had this brief 15 minutes of fame, so we'll see if we can repeat it again in a couple of weeks.
Well, hopefully we've kept it going on this week's show. But just to say as well, I mean, it's the second time I spoke to you this season. The first time was obviously for the England international. As a club, I think Leek Town's got their head screwed on a bit with regards to this kind of thing. Is this a conscious decision that you've made as a club to try and not just succeed on the pitch, but also have a bit of a buzz around Leek Town Football Club?
Yeah. I mean, look, in terms of on the pitch, all I can do is raise the money, you know, run the club and give Neil, the manager, the best opportunity he has with the side. But apart from that, I can't do anything else. So my kind of, I judge myself by, we try to do everything off the pitch as well as we can. And this is just part of it. It's a bit of fun as well. And if it gets people talking about us, it's better than not talking about us. That's my view, in a positive manner as well.
Absolutely. And just your closing thoughts then, John, about on the pitch. Division 1 South is being hotly contested, a bit like Division 1 North in a way. Everyone's jockeying for position. And Leek Town are there or thereabouts. How are you finding Division 1 South this season? It feels like a bit of a, we said it about Division 1 North and the Premier, really. It's a bit of a bonkers division in a way.
Yeah, apart from Basford, who are the clear runaway favourites.
That's why it's bonkers, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they're very much like Shore Lane were last year. I think there's probably Cleethorpes, Corbyn, Alfchurch are then the next best three sides. And I think eight or nine clubs after that vying for those last two playoff spots, of which we're one of them. So it's whoever puts that concerted run in at the end of the season. It's a very, very competitive league this year.
Well, John, a big congratulations for the covers. That's superb stuff. And keep up the good work with what's going on at Leek Town. And we'll be speaking to you in the coming months. And thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
That's Division 1 South, but let's look now at Division 1 North. Coming up in a second, we're going to be hearing from the managers at Trafford, Kendal Town and Tadcaster Albion. The reason why we've invited those three teams on is because there's quite a race developing for the playoff positions in Division 1 North. Out in front currently is South Shields on 37 points. They have three games in hand over the team, 3 points behind them. That's Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge are in second position at the moment in that final automatic promotion spot. Prescott Cables are 1 point behind, having played two games more. Then there's Scarborough Athletic, who've got two games in hand over Bamber Bridge and are 4 points behind Bamber. Then there's Hyde United, who are 1 point behind Scarborough and have got one game in hand over Scarborough. And then there's Glossop North End, filling that final spot. They're currently in sixth position on 27 points. That's 2 points behind Hyde United, having played two games more. But let's start now talking about that chasing pack, Trafford. Trafford are currently in seventh position, 1 point behind Glossop North End. They have played three games more, though. But to discuss Trafford more in depth, we're now joined by the manager. It's a welcome return to Tom Baker. Welcome back to the show, Tom. Just to say, we're going to be joined by Kendal Town and Tadcaster Albion on this week's show as well. The reason being is the playoff race at the moment is very tantalising, I think is the right word, and Trafford are at the forefront of chasing down the playoff positions. What have you made of the last few months in Division 1 North?
Yeah, more of the same really, Ben. Just the league's so competitive as it was last season. Maybe even this season is going to be even more competitive than it was last. And I know sort of on the last day last year, there was seven or eight teams that could make playoffs. And I anticipate the same thing this year. Last couple of months has been really good for us personally. But it's so tight. The Christmas period's obviously going to tell a lot of teams exactly where they are. And, you know, you're generally see that at any level of football. So
hopefully we can put ourselves in a strong position.
And you've certainly put yourself in a strong position. Basically, the last few months, I mean, you touched upon it already, the run that Trafford have been on. And you've been getting some good results. And even, I think, unbeaten in 9, is it? Or unbeaten in 8? It's a good run that you're on.
Yeah.
And even the draws that you've had are against teams like Scarborough and Bamber Bridge. So you are contenders, I've got to say.
Yeah, to be honest with you, mate. I mean, I think we're 9 in the league unbeaten. If I'm being totally honest, the last 2 or 3 games that we've had where we've dropped, you know, we could have won some of them games. Saturday, obviously, we drew with Tadcaster, but we had 10 men for probably 50 minutes. I believe we win that game with 11. We're on a great run. A little bit frustrating because we've sort of gone chalk and cheese. The first 10 games, we couldn't have gone any worse, really. We won 1 from 10, believe it or not. I don't want to shout about too much what we did. We won 1-1 from the first 10 league games, which was obviously, you know, really bad. And then we've gone since then 9 unbeaten. If we'd have probably had just a moderate start, you know, we'd probably be in the top 2 or 3 now. The reason we're obviously only, I think we're 7th, is because obviously that we had such a bad start. But the last 9's obviously been fantastic, and you know, we can only take the positives from that, really.
And this weekend, Trafford have got a big game, I think, against Ossett Town. Town, at the moment, they're the ones who are with yourselves and Kendall and Tadcaster just outside the playoffs, but they're the ones with the games in hand. You could strike a bit of a blow here if you defeat Grant Black's side.
Yeah, we need to win the game. To be honest with you, it's mad, really, at this stage of the season. Start of December, it's probably a must-win game for both of us. Obviously, Ossett Town is my good mate, Grant Black, the manager. You know, we're really close. They're obviously coming off the back of, I think it's 3 defeats, 2 in the league, 1 in the cup. So they're going to look at it as a must 3 points. And for us, with us being so close to them, but they've got some games in hand on us, we really need 3 points. So listen, it's not going to decide anything, but it is a must-win game for both, I feel, at the moment. So it's going to be a good game, going to be a tough game, but you know, we're going into the game full of confidence and hopefully we can perform and take the points. But I'm sure, I think the same thing, I spoke to him this week, and you know, I'm sure they're going to be confident as well.
And just a mention overall for the club at Shoreview. We spoke a couple of months ago, I think, so I can't quite remember if I asked you this question. But at Trafford, you a few seasons back, were in the NPL Premier Division. Is that where the club wants to return?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Really difficult, mate. I mean, fantastic club, but you know, like a lot of managers say, resources are difficult at this level. So we'd love to get into the league above. There's obviously so many teams that are pushing for promotion, especially this year with the extra spots opening up. But yeah, we'd love to get promoted and go better than we did last year. But it's going to be tough, mate. I'm not under any illusions. Just got to keep working hard.
I mean, you only have to look at the league table and say, well, I could see one of 20 odd sides who could possibly cope quite well in the division above. So it is a bonkers division. And Tom, a big thank you for joining us on this month's show. And
no problem,
keep up the good work, and I'll speak to you soon. And a big thank you to manager at Trafford, Tom Baker, for joining us on this week's show. So Trafford sit 1 point behind Glossop North End, but Glossop North End do have 3 games in hand and sit 6th in the playoff positions. Ossett Town, they're in 8th position. And as we've just alluded to there, they've got 3 games in hand over Glossop North End and sit 1 point outside the playoffs. And then there's Kendall Town, also on 26 points, sitting 1 point behind the playoffs. But joining us now to discuss Kendall Town more in depth now, we're now joined by the manager at Kendall Town. Please welcome back to the show, Dave Foster. So welcome back to the show, Dave. Just before we get to the playoff contest that is Division 1 North, we should mention the result against Ossett Town at the weekend. I think that goes to show you just how competitive it is just outside the playoffs at the moment.
Yeah, it was obviously a really pleasing result for us. It's a really difficult place to go, and they're obviously doing well at the moment. You know, they've had a great season last year, and you know what you're going to get when you go there. So it very much does sort of show that on any day, anyone in the league's capable of beating each other, regardless of where they are. So, you know, it's no different this year to last year with regards to it being competitive. You know, even if they're in the bottom three, they're still turning teams over. So we're really pleased. Great result for us on Saturday.
What was your target going into the season? Because we've just had Tom Baker on at Trafford, and there is a posse of clubs now, all within shooting range of the playoff positions, and with that extra playoff spot, potential for a playoff spot, it is a juicy carrot being dangled by the officials at non-league.
Yeah, well, obviously this year with the restructuring, you're right, there's that extra place, and I think what you're seeing is, you know, there's a few teams who are really having a go, and, you know, obviously some of the budgets this year are probably sort of displaying that. Unfortunately, not ours, but there we go. I think it's just, it's not going to make any difference in the sense that our idea this year is really we want to try and win every game, and we know that's not realistic, but that's our aim. And, you know, we don't really set ourselves, we want to be in the playoffs, we want to be here, we want to be there. We just try and take it every week. This is the game, we prepare as well as we can. We try and keep it nice and simple for the players, so they know what's expected of them. And I've always said it's about trying to be consistent. You know, I think the main reason Lancaster won the league last year is just they were consistent. I wouldn't say they were necessarily the best footballing team or anything like that, but they were just consistent. And on those days where you're not quite at it, you grind something out and you get something. I think any team that puts a run together, you know, particularly when you see how tight it is, particularly in that middle section of the league, you're going to soon find yourself up. You know, I think we've probably gone a little bit under the radar. We've just started to put a little run together again. But it's consistency. But, you know, we obviously will be delighted if we can be there or thereabouts at the end of the year. But, you know, for us to do that, we've got to set realistic targets on a weekly basis and prepare for the game that we've got.
Now, at the moment, you are three games unbeaten. And overall, I think you're the eighth or ninth best form in the league at the moment. When it comes to this weekend's match, this is going to be a good indication, I think, of where your team sits at the moment. Hosting Prescott Cables, who've been up at the top end now for a while in Division 1 North. What are you expecting from Prescott and what are you expecting from your own side?
Well, we're obviously expecting a tough game. You know, they're up there for a very good reason. You know, certainly the information I've had would suggest so. We know we'll be in for a tough afternoon. You know, they're a dynamic side. They've got some very good players in there. And, you know, the one thing that I think probably both the sides have is they have a good team ethic. You know, they're not teams made of individuals, although they've obviously got individuals that can turn games, as have we, really. So I think the history, whenever we've played Prescott, there always seems to be goals in the game. So I don't see that being any different at the weekend. But, it'll be a really good indicator for us about where we are. And, you know, if depending obviously on the result, how far we've still got to go or whether we're actually on the right track. So, we're really looking forward to the game.
And just the club more widely, obviously at Kendal Town, we're an NPL Premier Division side a few seasons back. Is that the objective over the maybe if it's not this season, but over the medium to long term to get Kendal back into step three of non-league?
Yeah, I think you always want to do that. You know, anyone who tells you otherwise, you're probably not being completely honest. Of course you want to, when you're competing, you want to try and win. And if that, you know, obviously for us, the next step is to move back up into that Premier Division. You know, it's a few years ago since we were there. I think we were still playing then when we were last at that sort of division. So, you know, we were there for a while as well. So, you know, of course you always want to try and push to try and get back up then.
Well, David Foster, manager at Kendal Town, a big thank you for joining us here on the Division 1 show. And keep up the good work and we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, Ben, thanks very much.
And a big thank you to David Foster, manager at Kendal Town, for joining us on this week's show. Kendal Town sitting in ninth position in Division 1 North, just 1 point from Glossop North End in those playoff places. But it is so awfully tight up at the top end of Division 1 North. And to prove the point, up next on this week's show, it's Tadcaster Albion, currently sitting in 10th position in the league table, but just 2 points from the playoff positions. So joining me now, it's the manager at Tadcaster Albion. Please welcome to the show, Michael Morton. So, Michael, thank you for joining us. We've brought on this week's show some of the teams just outside the playoffs because Division 1 North at the moment, I can't make head nor tail of who's looking likely to finish in the playoffs this season. you're the manager of Tadcaster Albion. What do you make of it?
I think it's like every season at this level. You know, there's probably 18 teams out there, the 24 or 22, whatever's in each league, who want to get into the playoffs. And, you know, yeah, we're one of them. You know, but like you say, it takes a good 20 games to get into the season to see where people are at. And, you know, and there's always a few surprises, always late shows, and there's always ones who are in around it. And, you know, there's a number of teams who can scrape in there. And we've near enough played near enough every team once now. We're not far off that anyway. And you know what? There's not much between the teams. You know, you can look at our results. We go and get a couple of good results, and we get beat by someone who's below us. And it's just one of them leagues. So you can't really say who'll get in it. But I'd like to think that we'd be in and around there. And you know, I know we've got 40 new players in the system, but, you know, we're starting to get starting to gel a little bit. We're starting to get used to each other. The players are getting used to us. And I think it's just one of them sticking together and trying to get as many points as we can and see where we're at come the end of the season.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, there's also the added bonus in many ways of the fact that there could be an added promotion spot. There's the potential of an added playoff spot as well. And it's a question I've asked many managers on this show over the past few months. Is that too big a carrot to miss for a lot of clubs?
Yeah, I think if you look at over the last few years, you know, there's been maybe a handful of teams who have sort of invested heavily, but I think there's a few more teams this year just because of that carrot, you know, that extra spot, obviously with the restructure of the leagues. We haven't really put ourselves under much pressure on that. You know, obviously Tadcaster have only been in this division for 1 year. I think the main thing was sort of stabilising the club and becoming comfortable at this level. I know we've brought in some good players this year, and it's minor size first year, but you know, all we're doing is, like, I know it's a bit of a cliche saying, we're taking each game as we go. We're trying to get better as a squad, we're trying to get better as a club. And you know what, if we're in and around that late on in the season, then brilliant. If not, then we'll have a look at how we can progress again and finish higher next season.
I mean, what did you learn from last season in Division 1 North? Because Tadcaster for periods looked like they were threatening a push on the playoffs, but then it faded away towards the end, didn't it? I mean, what did you learn from last season?
Well, last season, obviously, myself and Simon was a little bit behind the scenes, but still at the club. Yeah. I think it was, you know, obviously, and Billy Miller was there, and Billy's obviously been in around the league before. I think the main thing last year was just sort of settling as a club, because obviously this is the highest level that Tadcaster have played at. And I think it's just getting used to the distance, the style of the league, what type of players you can bring in, you know, the infrastructure of the fans, you know, and things like that. And I think, you know, last year that, I don't think they wanted to finish as low as they did. They got off to a great start, and then they had a few bad injuries, which sort of rocked the team, I would say. But you know, it's one of them. Again, they've had a year at it now. We've kept a few of the players from last year, and the club's obviously growing with experience behind the scenes. And I think, you know, you look at it this year, I think we sort of established ourselves. We're mid-table at the moment. We could you know, easily get into the playoffs if we won win, maybe a couple of wins. But yeah, I think, you know, it's been a learning curve for everybody, really, in general with the club. Obviously, man and Simon's first time at managing at this level, so we're getting used to you know, the style of teams, that, you know, where we're traveling to, and how it works. But it's been good. It's been a great experience. We've enjoyed everything so far, and we've just got to keep learning and keep wanting to get better collectively.
And obviously, you came from the youth side of things, didn't you? That was where your promotion came from. Is that an important aspect to the club going forward as well?
Yeah, it's got to be. I think if you look at our full academy, we've actually got an academy from 5 right up to 21s, which is in partnership, obviously, with Eye to Eye Football Academy. And myself and Simon came on board 3.5 years ago to help set up that, you know, that pathway for young kids. And obviously, we work with the full-timers in the day, the 18s, and then we've got a strong 21s. And, you know, I think where we wanted to be at is, you know, like, we don't ever want to be this club where we're investing mass money because, you know, it's a bit of a 50-50 game. You know, it doesn't give you success. So what we thought is we'll build within, you know, so we know that we've got a strong academy. We'll try to keep them together. Can we put them in and around the first team players with a bit of experience, which we have done this year? And then hopefully in the future, you know, you'll start to see 5 or 6, 7 or 8, and then, you know, maybe in 2-3 years, you'll have a full squad of
of players who have come through your system, understanding the style of player, and you know, and obviously believing in what Ted Caster offer. And I think that'll set us instead in the future.
Now, let's talk about the future. This weekend, quite a significant match coming up for Tadcaster. You've already touched upon some of the games where you've played teams around you, like the 1-0 draw against Trafford. You've beaten Glossop. You've beaten the likes of Kendal as well. This weekend's match against Hyde, it's a pivotal one, this one, to find out where Tadcaster are, I feel.
Yeah, of course. No, I agree. I think it's, you know, there's a lot into this game. You know, we're good friends with Darren Kelly and that at the club, and there's a few of our older players there, like Paddy Miller, who's captain, and a few more like Brownie and everyone who we know. So it's don't know. It's one of them fixtures that you look at and you're quite excited by, because you know that they're doing really well. I think they've only lost one game in 23 or something. And again, like you said there, it's, we'll know where we're at as a squad more. You know, going there is not an easy task, but we're going to go there with full of confidence, and we're going to go and see where we're at as a team. But you know, listen, we're a good side. We can match everybody. You know, we've picked up some good points away from home, so we'll be in training tonight, and we'll prep like we have done for every game, and then we'll go Saturday and hopefully make a good account of ourselves. I'm sure it'll be a cracking game either way.
Well, Michael Morton, manager at Tadcaster Albion, a big thank you for taking time out your busy day to come on the show, and a big congratulations to the start of the season thus far.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks for the call.
And a big thank you to Tadcaster Albion's manager, Michael Morton, for joining us on this week's show. And a big thank you as well to all the managers who've joined us on this week's show. And a big happy Christmas to everyone who's come on the show. As I alluded to earlier, I did most of the interviews for this month's edition in November, and therefore Christmas wasn't really in my head. But it's now the 1st of December, so Chris Hilton and Spencer Fern at Frickley and Stocksbridge got happy Christmases and no one else did. But a big happy Christmas to all the managers who've come on the show. And a happy Christmas to all the managers in Division 1 North and Division 1 South. And to you too, dear listener. We will be back with a Christmas special of the Evo Stick Division 1 show in the week between Christmas and New Year. We'll get a couple of journalists on and we'll have a catch-up on how both divisions are shaping up and their predictions for 2018. But that's the end of the Division 1 show for this month. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me, and thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in. Remember, you can keep abreast of all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you wear a big coat. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.